When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Now, in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 19, I know your works and love, charity and service and faith and your patience and your works and the last to be more than the first. I know your faith. You know, in Matthew 6th chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's on the Sermon on the Mount, he tells something which is very interesting. 6 and verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Here, of course, the Lord is speaking about what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we put on. And the Lord concludes by saying, these are things which the heathen seek after, but your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. You see, how much thought is given? Winter is coming, so winter clothing. All right, we give some thought to what to wear. But the Lord says, listen, do you think that when I have so beautified the grass of the field, which today is and then is cast into the oven, you mean to say I am not concerned about you? You know, my dear friends, when we call him our Father, there is that tie, our Father. Your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. You see, avarice is the opposite of this. As I was telling you, in those early retreats, it was a great hardship for daddy and mother to procure the grains, the rice and stuff that was needed for the first retreat. After daddy had spent all his money and all his property had been given away and spent for the retreat, they would make a special journey to a cheap shop, or at least a grocer who would give bags of rice at a slightly lower price. And that cart would trundle up next morning with these limited supplies. And sometimes God would just give enough for the next day. And 300 people had to be fed. And of course, you know that we never take any offering except on Sundays and one or two special offerings because people want to give. And nobody is asked. And they are warned. If they have received nothing, if they are not willing to give a broken and a contrite heart, whatever money they have brought, let them take it home. God does not want it. They are plainly told. And you see, the scenario has changed. It needs heavy trucks to bring tons of food for our present retreats. You know, the Lord says, O ye of little faith, you mean to say I don't care for you? And mark you, just as we are here, they will be dismissing a big students' camp at one of our centers. I don't know how many thousand students there would be there. And so on, all around the year, these retreats take place in various places. And doesn't your Heavenly Father know that His children are hungry and they need some food? Does your Heavenly Father not know, who thinks even of the grass? Does He not know that you need some clothing? Faith. O ye of little faith, does not your Heavenly Father, who has clothed the grass of the field, can't He clothe you? You know, friends, some of you have got big degrees, masters in this and masters in that, but you're very poor, very poor. I don't care what your paycheck is. To grow in faith is the essential need of the hour. Growing in faith, my Heavenly Father knoweth. You know, faith and pride never go together. Faith and pride never go together. You must be careful, friend, when a spirit of ingratitude gets into your heart. And you can't count your blessings. The songwriter says, count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. We don't learn faith at Jesus' feet. You see, maybe you look on your company. It's a big company and it's lot of money is generated by the company, and you are sure of your paycheck. You know, there's a little town called Salem, and my connection to Salem is we have ordered certain good books from a printer in Salem. They had some very lovely books which nobody else published. And I just looked at the local paper, which said, a company has just collapsed. I thought of the many people would have lost their jobs. Shut down. In some of these small places, when companies shut down, boy, there's a lot of suffering. To turn a wealthy farmland into a debt-ridden place. It's a sad transformation, and my eyes have seen it. The farmer's table used to be heavy with all kinds of food. As I labored in some of these farming areas, the farmers were very well to do. Today, they are drowning in debts and their children don't want to engage in farming. So many are running away. So when there is a lot of suffering, What does faith do? Faith has a lot of compassion, accumulating a big bank balance will not be your heart's desire. That'll be no goal of your life. Now, let's frankly look at this matter. While companies are spreading worldwide, and this kind of dispersion of nations, this is the hour when Christians have to rise in faith. You know, therefore, I have good reason to say to the Lord, Lord, my faith is not enough. What I am doing is nothing. Have mercy on me. People, pray for me. And that's what I say. So this church was told that if they should repent, what was the reward that was offered by the Lord? You see, it's an amazing reward. You can't offer such a reward to a criminal where criminal happenings have taken place. Such is the grace of God. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I don't know the measure of the depth of that statement. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So when I think of the conclusion of this message to this church, I am amazed. What does the scripture say? 25. But that which you have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end. Let us pray. Let us tell God, oh God, I want faith. I need faith. My fears must be taken away for good. You know how to reconstruct and to provide for me. Whatever needs to be restructured in my life, here I am. Do it, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia, 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.